Good morning. The Channel 4 TV schedule one night had five films in a row. The Invisible Man, The Invisible Man Returns, The Invisible Woman, The Invisible Agent, The Invisible Man's Revenge. So you could sit for 7 hours watching invisible things. So it is true, there's nothing to look at on TV. Well, on Channel 4 at least. Better listening to 3TFM. It does sometimes feel like that when we try to see God. After all, God is invisible, is he not? The Bible says, Moses endured as seeing him who is invisible. But we are not Moses. Great line, though. The Bible says, God spoke face to face with Moses, as a man speaks with his friend. Wouldn't that be great? The Bible says, after being up the mountain with God, Moses would come down and his face would be shining. How we wish. So is there any chance of us seeing the invisible God? Well, maybe God is not invisible. Maybe it's us who can't see what's in front of our noses. When a blind person cannot see the sunrise, it's not because the sunrise is invisible. Comedians, artists, poets, preachers can all see things that other people miss. They're not invisible things, but their trained eyes spot things that others don't. Maybe we don't look long enough and hard enough. Maybe we're too busy looking at other distractions. Maybe we just look in the wrong places. If you want to see the invisible God, it's no use us saying, let's meet up a hill at 10 o'clock, when he says, no, we'll meet down at the church at 11. It's no use us saying, I look out for you in a Harry Potter novel, when he says, no, I'll turn up in the Bible. God, who for long spells is invisible to our vision, occasionally decloaks like a Klingon starship, at his own times and places and in his own ways, especially when we read the Bible, or pray, or listen to preachers, and above all, as Jesus of Nazareth.